There goes the full-time whistle. It is all over here at Breffni Park, and Donegal are through to the Ulster Minor Championship semi-final. They've taken a 6-point win here against Cavan, winning at winners 118 to 2-7. The story of the game, with 14 minutes on the clock, seen Donegal leading by 6 points to two. A huge contribution from Owen Dowling in that opening period to put them 5 in front. But Cavan then started to find their feet and get involved in the game, and they got the big score of that half on 26 minutes. A goal from Kane Farley put just one in it. At that stage, it was 7 points to Donegal, 1-3 to Cavan, and just 30 seconds after that goal by Farley, we were all level with a point from Cheernan Madden. But Donegal then managed to see out the half the stronger, with points coming from Johnny McGurry, Jack Gallagher and Paul O'Hare. At the break, Donegal were leading by 2 points, 10 points to 1-5. But just before the half-time whistle, there came a huge moment in this game when Peter Smith, who was named to start at fullback, was playing around the middle of the park. A big, big challenge in Conor Coyle, seen the referee for today, Dan Mullen of Derry, hand a straight red card to the Cavan midfielder. He was sent off, and Cavan were going to have to play out the remainder of the game with 14 men. But off the two sides in that third quarter, it was Cavan that looked the brightest, but they couldn't find that end result, and they couldn't close out the deficit. At one stage, it got to a single point, but then in the final quarter, Donegal kicked into gear. They made the numerical advantage on the pitch account. There was fantastic performances in that closing quarter from the likes of Kieran Moore, who pointed as expected. Johnny McGrory of the Downings Club with another 7-point total today, and that now brings his championship total to 23 points. And Owen Dowling was plucking the ball out of the sky on numerous occasions. He called 5 marks in a row for Donegal at one stage. He was brilliant in the first quarter, and he was brilliant in the last quarter as well. Was a goal there from Sean McAvoy at the end of the game for Cavan, but at that stage they were trailing by 9 points, and Donegal were safely into the last four on a final scoreline of 118 to Cavan's 2-7, and they will play Monaghan in the semi-final in around 5 weeks' time. Gary McDade, Donegal under 20 manager, was on co-commentary for this game with me here tonight at Breffni Park, and I suppose, Gary, we said it in commentary, and we'll say it again, Donegal outstanding in the closing 15 minutes of this match.
This is a really exciting bunch of players, Ashton, since I saw them last year in Buncrana Cup. It's a team of Kevin close eye on. There's huge talent within the skill. I talked about it at the start of the programme, their ball skills, their appetite, their desire, and listen from talking to people that know the lads really, really well. I think that there's a huge attitude among the players that want to do well for themselves, and you can see that it's evident. We're in the last four now of Ulster, so it's been a long time coming for Minor and Donegal. These boys got their first one in 4 years. They've now got to the last four in Ulster. There's no reason, Ashton, these boys can't go the whole way. They have a great nucleus of a team there, and it's funny, something we mentioned the college during the week there. We got the lads together for a photograph, and there's actually 10 of the boys from St Union's College involved, and there was a wee omen we joked about the last time the college had 10 players involved in a Donegal squad. They went on to win the Senior All-Ireland in 2012, there's huge potential in this squad, so there is. I can see them going a long way, but listen, whenever their championship campaign comes to an end, Ashton, it's important that this group of players are there's structures put in place for them, because at the minute, Ashton, we're just behind other counties. We don't have proper player pathways. We don't have proper S&C coming through our development squad. There's no player pathway going from under 14 to senior. There's no expertise in nutrition going from under 14 to senior. There's no lifestyle management going through from under 14s to senior. And now with a new games development manager in charge, we need the county board to get in and back him, so we do. It's going to take a wee bit of finance, so it is, but we need to put the proper structures in place. I know our neighbours in Tyrone, actually, anyone that has made county minor and under 20s, and they're kept on board as regards structured S&C to the age of 22 and 23, and the off chance that they're going to be late developers and come good later in their career. We need, as a county, to put those structures in place. And listen, as I said, Wolf Aaron Kyle's now in charge of games development manager. It's hoping that he gets the resources and gets everything that's needed to put these structures in place, because we need hubs around Donegal. Donegal geographically is hugely spread, so it is, and there's huge potential. And I wouldn't want to see these boys, when the championship campaign's over, actually, that they just go off into the wilderness other than the boys that go through and play under 20 next year, because obviously they will be looked after, but the rest of them, that's where the dropout happens, and you could lose late developers there, and it's so important that we get our house in order, Oisín.
Yeah, well, that's a conversation for another day, Gary, but as for the progression in the Ulster Championship here tonight, Monaghan is up next, and that's two good performances by Donegal as we head to the last four.
Yeah, really, really good, and then Tyrone came through today as well, Oisín, who beat Donegal in the first game. They beat Down today in the other backdoor game, 115-110. So they go through now to play Derry in one semi-final, and ourselves and Monaghan in the other thing, another semi-final. Of course, Monaghan, Oisín, current holders of the Ulster Championship at minor level. So listen, it's going to be a huge task. These teams wouldn't have played each other in the league this year earlier, so they have. So, but I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing that game, and really looking forward to seeing these players again. And listen, if we could get the Donegal public out in numbers, to give them the backing that they deserve, because they bring excitement, so they do. They bring raw talent, so they do, and they bring huge resilience.